Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
I thought you were going to say chilly, chilly, chilly Saturday.
Is that what you thought?
Well, it's also happy.
Well, is it? It probably isn't. But here's what I want to say.
What?
You know, with everybody going through what we're over 300 days now of COVID, and, you know, there's things bringing the world down with the politics and the, you know, the activities of the last week. It's a heavy burden time for people. And I would say that you just need to reach deep inside and find your happy. Find your happy. Decide to be happy, because that's the best you can do. So when I say a happy, happy, happy Saturday, you know I'm affected by the weather, and I look out that window and I see the really gray sky. I don't like it.
But this afternoon, the sun at noon.
But I know the sun's back there, right? Is that what you're going to say? It's behind the clouds?
Yes, but at noon, the sun's going to be shining. It's going to be a beautiful day.
I welcome that, because, you know, I don't like it. But I'm just saying to everyone, just choose to be happy, because why not? Just choose. It's better to be happy than not happy.
I always choose to be happy. I always wake up in the morning, look into your eyes, and know that it's going to be a great day.
Well, absolutely. We have a strong partnership.
There you go. There you go. Well, we welcome everybody. We hope you had a great week. We know that it was quite an interesting week.
Yes,
and
it was.
Just, you know, I shook my head at so many of the things that were going on. And just to see that stuff at the Capitol, just, it's not who we are supposed to be as a nation. It just isn't. And I don't want to get into too many politics.
Yeah, don't do that.
But it's interesting, because something, you know, I normally do what's special about today.
Yes.
And there was one thing interesting that happened about today that reminded me about what happened this week. I'm going to do on this day in history.
Okay.
The first shots of the American Civil War were fired on this day in 1861.
Oh, my goodness. 1861, 2021.
160 years ago, it was a northern ship called the Star of the West. It was fired upon by the Confederacy as it attempted to enter Charleston Harbor.
How about that?
So that's a Civil War thing. And,
right.
You know, going towards the Capitol was kind of a Civil War type thing. And it just needs to stop. You know, we are a country founded on that there are two parties, and we can go and we can vote. And if you don't agree with the vote, okay. But one side is supposed to concede to the other and welcome in the new president, and let's do that and let's move on and do what's right for the country. So even if you don't agree with who was elected, let's move on, and let's do what's
we'll
right.
And then we'll vote again in 4 years.
We will. So here we go. Anyway, Okay. Welcome everyone. Hey, we do hope
that
you had.
Is that the only thing you found from?
Oh, no. That's just what's happened in history. I'm going to do our normal things.
Okay.
But first I want to do a shout out, because we did have a good week. We were busy this week. I need to do a shout out because, you know, when we come in contact with a lot of vendors.
A lot.
And when we have a great contact with a vendor,
experience.
We like to tell people about that.
Yes.
So many of you know that Angela and I bought a condominium recently, townhouse type condominium, because we're going to downsize at some point. So we bought one. We're going to do some renovation to it.
And I thought you just wanted a man cave.
That's a me and you cave.
Oh.
Not a man cave. Me and you.
I don't know if I'm ready to downsize.
Anyway, we needed some cabinets, so we went to a cabinet store and met Jeff. And Jeff was absolutely terrific. He spent some time with us, gave us some great ideas at Kitchen and Design Center on Southside Boulevard. So if you ever need some kitchen cabinets or bathroom cabinets, Jeff's just a great guy. So
yes.
Go see him at Kitchen and Design Center on Southside Boulevard.
Yes.
So you started to ask me about, you know, what's special about today, because people like to hear about that. Well, it's Balloon Ascension Day and Aviation in America Day. So this is not the little balloons. This is, you know, whatever kind of balloon you want. It's, you know, like the ones in Arizona for...
like a hot air balloon?
Like hot air balloons. And
I love hot air balloons.
Yes.
Yes.
Someday we're going to go out there and see all the hot air balloons. And
that sounds fun.
Maybe take a ride. And also, International Choreographer's Day. So,
ooh.
Care to dance?
I love to dance.
All right. It's also National Apricot Day.
Hmm.
I don't know. Do you like apricots?
Not so much.
Not so much? And here's one that, you know, there are a lot of people in the nation that don't appreciate these people, but I do. And it's National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. You know, every time I see a law enforcement officer, and it's rarely that I get stopped by one, so I'm not saying that, but every time I see one in a store or something like that,
yeah.
I tell them, thank you for what you do.
I do too.
And stay safe.
I do too.
I was one of those people that was brought up, and many of our listeners were brought up this way. You know, if you ever do get stopped, you know, just be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Do what they say to do. You know, no one would ever get shot by a police officer if the people just obeyed what the police officer said to do. Just do it. They have a really, really hard job out there. And that was certainly exemplified this past week in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
So appreciate what they do. You know, they don't make a lot of money, but they have a very difficult job. And any day of the week, their families don't know whether they're coming back, just like every military person. So appreciate them. Thank them for what they do. It's also National Word Nerd Day.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Do you know any word nerds?
You are so totally a word nerd.
I do like my crossword puzzles.
Oh, no. More than that. You want to know the correct, you know, meaning for each and every word. And, you know, I'm less concerned with all that.
Oh, well. It's also,
I can talk a little loosey-goosey.
It's National Vision Board Day. So if you have a goal for the future, put it up on a board and say, you know, if you want a new car that you love, put it up on a board and work towards that. It may take you 2 years. It may take you 5 years. Maybe a brand new home that you want.
You know what?
Put it up on a board.
I have a group of friends that we do some things together, and we just joined this course that you do a vision board, and we're really, really looking forward to it. And also, there was another idea that I had about, not I had, one of my ladies had about vision boards, but it was to write a letter to yourself at the end of the year, you know, and then not read it till the end of the year. So, like, this has been a great year because da-da-da-da-da, and name the things that you want to happen and just sort of put that in play. That's another version of a vision board.
Yeah. I got another one. I want to tell you the name of it. You're going to think, oh, this isn't right. It's called Play God Day.
What does that mean?
Well, it doesn't sound that good, but when you hear the meaning of it, it's very, very good. It's a day about doing something nice for someone to make their day better, just as if God was smiling down on them, as if God works in quiet, mysterious ways.
Oh.
So,
hey, do you remember when the kids all had those bracelets, WWJD? What would Jesus do? Same kind of thing.
I don't know.
Constant reminder to do good.
But, you know, if you see someone today and you know they need help, or just do something nice for someone today. You don't even have to tell them that you're doing it for them. Just be nice to someone. Do something nice for them.
You could pick me if you want.
I thought I'd do that every day, but I don't want you to think that I'm playing God. I'm just doing something nice for you because you're the person I care for the most. Also, Static Electricity Day. Yeah, you could blow up a balloon, wipe it on your head, and stick it on the wall. That's right. Hey, when we come back, everyone, we're going to tell you about what happened this past week in real estate. We got some good ideas for you. We have an interesting story about easements. You may think that's boring. Easements. What's an easement?
It's important.
Yeah, but it really is important.
Yeah.
An interesting story about someone that we know, actually. And we're going to tell you about kitchens. What's new in kitchens? Stay with us, everyone. And we got a contest for you. So we will be right back also to answer your questions. Stay with us. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Angela.
And Howard.
The wordsmith.
The word nerd.
The word nerd.
It's word nerd day. Do you know a word nerd? Call him up and tell him, hey, I'm celebrating you today because it's word nerd day.
Word nerd day. Yes.
Your daughter's one of those, isn't she?
Oh, she is. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe you and her.
Maybe she's listening.
She does listen from time to time. Mackenzie Walker, good morning. If you're listening, you're my word nerd.
Okay.
Yes.
So you got a word nerd guy in your life and a word nerd girl in your life. How about that? Okay.
Yep.
Did any properties get listed or sold or went under contract this week? The first full week of January is behind us.
Howard, it's a very busy week.
Really?
Yes. I feel like, you know, we're at the beginning of the year. Christmas is behind. Everything's behind now. And I feel like people are like, okay, it's time. You know, if a house comes on the market, they're still getting sold.
Christmas is gone? You mean the lights are down and Christmas trees are all
not
put away on the
house.
Streets?
You know, a lot of people wait till January 6th to get their stuff down. I talked to someone last night about listing their house, and I said, okay, so if the plan is, you know, we list in March, then, you know, that's 6 weeks for you to get your house ready. And she just giggled, and she said, I still have Christmas up. I have to undecorate my house first before I can get it ready.
Well, I said,
you got 6 weeks. It's fine.
Well, wait a minute. Well, first of all, if you told her 6 weeks, that maybe that got her nervous because it's at least 8 weeks away to March.
No.
It's only the 8th. We got to get through the rest of January.
Oh, come on. All right.
The
so it's 7 weeks.
February.
Yes, I may have shortened it a little, but yes, you could hear the panic.
Okay.
So anyway, let me tell you what happened this week.
Tell me.
In the Northeast Florida area of Florida, right? Did I say Northeast area of Florida? I did.
It did.
Okay. Anyway, I'm tongue-tied this morning because I'm hanging out with a word nerd. Anyway, 613 offers got accepted. That's up 21%, right? That's a lot. 395 new homes came on the market. That's up 165%.
Well, the week before was, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. New Year's,
Christmas. Yeah.
That's what you're comparing it to. So that just tells you that we're back in motion. And so 395 homes came on the market. 175 of those are already under contract. That's where I say there's a lot of activity. That's 44% of those homes that came on the market. Howard, that's been a very consistent number since we've been in COVID. Pre-COVID, our numbers were in the 15 to 25% range, that everything that went on the market, you know, was under contract.
It's just amazing.
This has changed it. So we keep saying numbers like 44%, you know, 35%, 50%. I mean, it's crazy what's happening. But it seems to have a shortage of homes, but we do not have a shortage of buyers. And so we're still seeing multiple offer situations. This is a great time to buy. Interest rates are still low. Okay. We also know that 363 of you actually closed on a house for yourself, and we say congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. So super exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. 65 of the of those 363, not of the 363, of the 175 went on contract the first day. So it's amazing how agents and some active buyers are looking at the ones that come on the market every single day. And when one comes up that might fit their needs, they ask their agent to go see it like that morning.
Yes.
It's just incredible. Like one came up yesterday that you showed someone to and you tried to get an appointment for, and it...
At the time I booked it, it had been on the market 3 hours. I made the appointment. By the time I showed it, it was already under contract. So my appointment
and it
time
was hard
was
for
like,
you to book it.
It was super hard to get an appointment. My appointment was, say, 4:15. At 3:30, it was already under contract.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I was that listing agent, I'm not sure I would have taken the first offer. I would have waited to have seen, because there was so much activity on that house. They could have been way, way, way over ask price.
Interesting.
It was a pool home in Orange Park. Yep.
On a cul-de-sac.
On a cul-de-sac. And everything had been updated. I mean, it was a prime house. They should have got more offers.
But, you know, it was a high value per square foot. And I was surprised that it was that high of a listing price.
Yeah, I was too. But, again, everybody is taking advantage of the market. Maybe that's why they took it. Maybe the seller already knew it was a little bit on the high side.
Yeah.
How
about interest rates? What's going on with those?
Okay, well, the 30-year rate, it fell to 107% from last week's low to a new record low of 2.65%. So that's, we're really at about a full point below this time last year. And it is also the 22nd consecutive week that we've been below 3%. That's crazy. That's like free money. I'm sorry.
My.
The 15-year rate, it fell to 2.16%, also about a full percent less than it was this time last year when it was 3.06%. Now, the FHA and the VA 30-year rate, it's around 2.25%. Crazy.
That
number is so low, it's ridiculous.
It's just uncanny.
Yeah. You figure if you got a mortgage 5 years ago, you were at 4.5%. So, I mean, there are so many people who need to be refinancing right now.
Yeah. Both of my kids just refinanced.
Yeah.
And in fact, both
and
of them.
And saved hundreds of dollars a month. Hundreds.
Yeah. My daughter just closed last week, and she actually got bond money 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So she got that $15,000 of free bond money, and she had earned $9,000 of it, because you earn 20% each year. So she earned $9,000 of it, and so she got that
so
paid
she had
off.
To pay back the $6,000 she did
paid
not yet earn.
Back the $6,000.
Right.
The value of the home came up, and her payments went down $318.
A month. That's a serious savings.
And her out-of-pocket money to refinance was
zero. I tell you what, you have to really give this some thought. If you care at all about your money, and budgets and that sort of thing. And most of us do. And Christine Kennedy was the one who helped them. She's a trusted ally with us. We do a lot of business with her. Christine Kennedy with Success Mortgage Partners. Her number is 904-514-6969. She is going to be on the show next weekend as one of our guests, and we're looking forward to hosting her. And I tell you, this is just the right time to refinance. It's certainly the right time to buy. It's harder to find a house, and you might be in a multiple offer situation. And the best thing I can tell you in that is to, you need to get prepared for that. You need to think of it, you know, you're competing against other people. So any type of competition, what do people do? They get ready, right? You're going to run a race. You're going to practice. You don't just go out there that day and try to do it. Yeah. You would fail.
Now here's
So what you need to do is, if you're thinking about buying a house, and you think you're in a price range where things are going to be multiple offer, which most price ranges are right now, you need to try to get with your lender and get pre-approved, seriously pre-approved, where you've totally gone through underwriting so that you could close in three weeks to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Where everybody else has to do 45 days.
I want to give a different example of refinancing. My son also bought a house about 3 years ago. And next month will be exactly 3 years where he also got bond money. So
right.
He will have earned $9,000. Now, he is also refinancing with Christine.
Mm-hmm.
The value of his home came up. Now, here's his situation, which is a little bit different, which is kind of interesting. So since the value of his home came up, he now has 20% equity.
Right.
So he is he will no longer have to pay PMI.
Right.
Now, he's refinancing, obviously getting a lower interest rate. But instead of him getting a 30-year loan, he's getting a 20-year loan.
Yes.
Now, his payments aren't changing. Well, they're going to go down a little bit. But instead of having 30 years left on his mortgage or 27 years left
right,
on his mortgage.
Starting a new 30-year mortgage.
He's starting a 20-year mortgage.
Which is wonderful. So he's really shaved off 7 years off of his situation.
Right.
Because he had a 30-year now, and then he had paid three down, so he had 27 left to go. Now he's at 20. He shaved off 7 years of payments.
And something like $80,000 of potential interest.
Yep.
On that loan by refinancing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's just
crazy good. The interest rates are great. Now, speaking of interest rates, here's the contest.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we had a contest.
Well, I waited till this time to talk about it. We've been talking about interest rates for just about every week.
Yes.
Since we've been on the show. But highlighting them in 2020 since they've been
dropping so
good.
Thanks to the Fed.
Here's the contest. How many times in 2020 did the Freddie Mac 30-year average rate hit a record low?
Okay, say it again.
How many times in 2020 did the Freddie Mac 30-year average interest rate hit a new record low?
Okay, great question. Let's remind everyone what the number is to call. To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
That's right.
I haven't said it in so long. I'm like, wait, what was it? That's crazy, right?
That is.
Am I losing it? I need another cup of coffee.
You are not losing it.
8255. So 222-8255.
And by the way, that bond money is still available.
It is.
You don't earn
it. $15,000.
Not $15,000. It's $7,500. And you don't earn it. It's just a loan without any interest that you have to pay all back when you sell the property.
Right.
So it's here, free money that you can use for closing costs or to pay down your mortgage, whichever you prefer.
Or give it to me.
No, she can't. Nobody can give it to you.
Oh, why not?
What are you
doing? I
thought
maybe you'd refinance and give me some extra. I was just planting a seed.
Really?
Yeah.
You planting a seed?
I'm planting a seed.
Oh, my gosh.
Being funny.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about selling a part of your land. Let's say you own a lot of land and want to sell a part of it.
Yeah. There's some stuff you got to think about.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Talk radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. topped 4,000 daily deaths from the coronavirus for the first time this past week. That breaks a record set just the day before. The surge is being seen in a number of Sunbelt states. That's where the spike in the virus was seen over the summer as well. Johns Hopkins University shows the U.S. had 4,085 deaths on Thursday. The U.S. had nearly 275,000 new coronavirus cases as well. U.S. employers shed jobs last month for the first time since April, cutting 140,000 positions. The unemployment rate remained unchanged. Federal health researchers say two states have the lion's share of the cases of that new coronavirus strain that has emerged in Britain. It's raising concerns about whether the vaccines will be effective. On Wall Street, it was a booming session to end the week. Positive across the board, the Dow up 56 points on Friday, the NASDAQ up 134. This is SRN.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com, goodclearwater.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be cloudy today, high 55. Mostly clear tonight, down to 35. Sunny on Sunday, high 58. Mostly cloudy Sunday night, low 44. And then Monday, mostly sunny, high 68. 20% chance of rain Monday night, mostly cloudy, low of 53. And then Tuesday through Friday, partly sunny with highs into the middle 60s.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. And we have a caller on line one.
Realtor on the radio.
What's that?
Well, all right.
Okay.
Hey, we need to repeat our contest before we get the caller on the line. We've been talking about interest rates for forever, and they've been coming down in 2020. How many times in 2020 did the Freddie Mac 30-year average interest rate hit a record low? Okay. And we've got Phil on the line. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you.
Gurus. Phil from Orange Park. Happy New Year. I was going to say 5, but I'm going to lower it to 4, final answer. And I don't need the $1 million, so if we win, you two can split it, okay?
No. If you win.
Yes, yes. You'll get 60, he'll get 40, and then we'll next round to next week, you know?
Well, Phil, it's always good to hear from you.
Yes, it is.
Because you're always fun to listen
and
to.
And I have something very good for both of you towards after, whether I won or not. A T-shirt would be nice. But anyway, or business card. I have visions of going to Austria, seeing my relatives in their small castle, my great aunt Marush, the fancy castle in the movie, but anyway, and also good friends of mine live in Singapore, expatriates, and then just turning on the TV and seeing you global as real estate, YouTube Gurus International or something from Florida real estate. And then we have all these people moving here and they only see you. And then you go up to about maybe like one of my trust funds, 13, 14 million each. And that's pretty cool, you know?
It is indeed. Well, you know, I hope that your vision comes to life. I like the sounds of it.
Absolutely.
You said something that really touched my heart, both of you.
What was that?
I go behind the scenes. I never give up my last name. And I like this where I wear the mask. So unless you know my voice, you don't know who I am. I go every month, 8 to 1300. I give away. I do my homework, though, whether it's a nonprofit, whether somebody is losing their house or something. And I have a way to tap into three of my trust funds and take care of business. I don't. If I know a media that's there or something, I'll say, listen, you ever want my family interview and history, do not print it. You can print the amount and what it was for, but not anonymous donor or Secret Santa or something like that. But I'll tell you what, you both, like many other talk shows, not real estate, are a asset and a five-star tribute to our community of Northeast Florida. I'm a transplant, but from 62, then I went into service forever and traveled every country except for 7 or 8 because of my top secret clearance. And I have real good stories. We'll save them for another time. But I'm from the heart. I'm old school. I retired very comfortably. I retired twice, and then I came into a trust fund and another. Now I have my own, but I'm not dead yet, which is good. But what you do on the air in the time frame that you have, don't stop. And even if you're sick, if you put a fill-in, make sure it's a good fill-in. But I'll tell you what, I hope you guys are together forever. And even when I'm in the afterlife, because I'm 80, almost 82, you'll outlive me. I want to smile down and say, I know those two real estate gurus. Yes.
Well, Phil.
And I'm going to leave because I'm sure that
thank
now.
Thank you, Phil.
There's other people might want to call, and you have a show to do. But I just had another surgery, and I have to have one more. But it's so far, so good. Good Lord doesn't want me yet. And y'all take care.
Well, God bless you, Phil. Thank you for calling, and thank you for those kind words.
Yes.
And you are one of those people that we talked about early on about what's special about today is to play God Day. It sounds like you are one of them that gives good feelings out and good things for other people without taking specific credit for it. So you're giving.
Change. And when you go to sleep, make sure, even if you're irritated at each other, make up, because when you get older, you never know who's going to wake up and who the good Lord's going to take.
You know, I got good advice
Amen
from my mother. From my mother many, many years ago, that she had a thing with my dad, who just passed away a couple months ago. She said, never go to bed angry, because that's the way you'll wake up.
So, I say that to you, too.
Well, right. So,
More important, that's the way I'll wake up. I'm not worried if you wake up angry. I don't want to wake up angry.
That's right. Always kiss each other goodnight, even if you're angry with each other, and just look at each other's eyes every morning and just smile at each other and say, you know, love each other and start the day off right. And thank you for your service, by the way. Thank you for being here. And by the way, you were too low on the number of times that the records were broken. But we want more callers and more people like you in the world. So thank you so much for calling. All right. How about that?
He's always
great
so
caller.
Pleasant
he always. So we want to talk about a situation where, let's pretend that somebody has 20 acres of land, and let's say you have a sheet of paper that you're holding horizontally, and that
okay.
and
you're going to divide it?
Divide it into quarters.
Quadrants.
Right. And each one is 5 acres. And let's
okay.
say that you want to sell off, you want some more money for retirement. So you want to sell off the top left-hand corner. So you have a house that, let's say, is in the top right-hand corner.
Okay.
And so that's, let's call that number two.
Okay.
But in order to get on your property, you enter from quadrant number three, which is in the lower left-hand corner. So you're selling off number one, which is in the top left-hand corner. And in order to get to that property, you have to be able to drive through number one. And the owner of the whole thing, he gets through number one and drives onto number two. So he advertises it and says, I want to sell off 5 acres. And let's say the price doesn't matter. Let's say he's selling it for $100,000. And he says to the buyer, I'm going to give you access to the driveway, and you can use the driveway to get onto the 5 acres in the back. And that's the only way that you can get to it, because it's private property on all of the other sides of the property. And that's called an easement.
Right.
It's going to give you an easement to the property. You say, okay, that sounds good. And it's, you know, it's semi-paved. And anyway, so they enter into a private contract to do that. And you can do that. You can enter into a private contract to do that.
Yep.
And the buyer and seller both know what an easement is. It's a right to use the property.
Yes.
Sounds pretty good so far, right?
Yes.
Now, here's the problem.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, here's the rest of the story.
Okay. I'll be a Paul Harvey.
Yeah, you had your Paul Harvey voice page, on there for a second.
Page two. The rest of the story. X amount of years later. Oh, and by the way, the deed to the new property for the, I mean, they get a real deed that shows the upper quarter of the property, the 5 acres, says there's an easement.
Right.
Everything's good so far, right?
Yes.
Not so good.
Why?
Paul Harvey, page two, the rest of the story.
Yes.
5 years later, the owner of parcels two, three, and four, which is actually one parcel, passes away.
Okay.
Sells the property to somebody else. Sells the property to Angela. Now, Angela, she wants her privacy. She didn't know anything about this easement. Because there's nothing on her deed. All she knows is she has 15 acres of land. And she all of a sudden sees this person using her driveway.
Wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah. And she wants this person to stop using that driveway. And she wants this person, she tells this person, you can't use it anymore. And he says, he has an easement. And she says, well, you may have this easement that says it's on your deed, but guess what? My deed says it's my property.
Very, very important.
Very, very important. Here was the problem in setting this whole thing up, and why you need a realtor and why you need someone proper to be involved. Because there should have been a change to the original property that said there should be an easement also on properties on parcels 2, 3, and 4. Because it was sold to Angela, and Angela's property didn't show an easement on her parcels.
Very, very, very important.
Big,
otherwise,
big problem.
That person is landlocked.
Land,
and you're going to need a helicopter to get out.
Landlocked. Because Angela was a meanie and she put up a fence and wouldn't let him use it.
Hey, these things have happened.
They've
happened more times than people would like to mention. So,
yeah.
Yes, you really have to make sure the easements are done properly, recorded everywhere they need to be recorded,
and
make sure there are no problems in the future.
It needs to go on both properties.
Both
properties. So this is a lesson to all realtors out there. Make sure if you're doing a property, selling a property, or buying a property with an easement, it must be on both properties. And that's what the title search should also check. So stay with us, everyone. We still need someone to guess the correct answer to the property. If you've been listening to the prior shows, you'd know the answer. We'll be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday. It is so hard to believe, Howard, the show is almost over.
Well, it can't
be. We only
be.
Have one little segment left.
Yeah, it's Angela, it's Howard, and it's Paul Harvey here with you today. So,
it's what I love about you, Howard, is you have multiple personalities.
There you go. And some of our listeners are so young, they do not know who Paul
but see,
Harvey
today
is.
Today you've been God. Paul Harvey and Howard, all in
no,
one.
No, wait a minute.
Alan wants to add. Alan wants to add.
If you ever get time, let me tell you my Paul Harvey story.
Okay, go ahead.
It's quick. I was visiting a friend I knew up at one of the FM stations that was owned by ABC in Chicago back in the 70s. I was going to go in the elevator, and guess who comes out? Paul Harvey says hello to me.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
There you go.
All right. We've got Linda on the line. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Do you
a little
have a
chilly, but good?
Oh, yes.
Yes, it is chilly today. Wow.
How can we help you today, or do you have a guess for us on the contest? Linda?
What happened?
I don't know. Linda's gone.
Is the line open?
I'm here.
Now?
Oh, okay. Good. Okay.
We can hear you now.
I'm here. 12 times?
12 times. You're a little low.
Great guess, though.
Great guess. Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for us while you're on the line?
No, I don't. I enjoy your show, though.
Well, good. Thank,
thank
you so
you.
Much. We appreciate you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a great day. All right. Okay. We want to talk about some kitchen trends for 2021. Yes.
I'm always looking to see what the new trends are. And you know what? I always get excited about it because it makes people do what? Spend money.
You like that?
Well, I like it if it results in us having more real estate sales.
Okay. Well, you know, so
are we going to sell our house to get a new kitchen, or are we going to just rehab the house we have? I'm always interested to see how that turns out.
I don't know. Looks like we have a new caller.
Okay.
We got Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning from Arizona.
Hey,
hello, Bill. How are you,
Bill?
Both?
From Arizona. How you doing?
Doing great.
Yay.
Doing fine. We miss you guys. We listen to you every week, but we miss seeing you.
Well, thanks for getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to listen to us.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Well, good.
You're welcome. I do have a guess.
Okay.
And it is a total guess, and it's 15.
15. 15. No, not quite.
Okay. Oh, good so guess. Close.
I know.
But, so close.
It was a guess.
All right.
Well, it was a good one, Bill.
Thank you. All right. Always good talking to you and hope to see you soon.
Thanks so much. God bless.
Tell Eileen we said hello.
Definitely will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I love him.
We don't have time to take another call, so I'm going to tell everybody what the winner is because we've got to cover the Kitchen Twins trends and then
our open house.
Yes, the answer is 16.
16. See how close Bill
times.
Was? 16.
Yes, 16 times.
Almost there.
All right, kitchen trends. Move over granite. Quartz has been here a little while, but the newest thing is marble is the newest in thing, especially just like a good ribeye steak, the more marbling, the better. How about that?
Well, I feel like that trend's been here for a little while. And I think in a kitchen, doesn't it stain? I mean, if you spill red wine on marble, isn't it going to stain?
I don't know. But, you know, you got to treat granite, too. So anyway, number two, the more cabinets, the better. You know, COVID has kept people more at home with more time to cook as well as to shop on Amazon and buy more stuff. Now, that stuff takes up space. As such, cabinets that go up to the ceiling to store it all. So another product from Amazon, a sturdy, fancy stepped stool to reach all those high cabinets.
You make this up?
I made up the stuff about the step stool. I did.
Well, yes. People who are vertically challenged like me, we need a step stool.
Okay. Number three, all white is all right and right back with us for a while. Goes great with those marbleized countertops.
White is back.
I know.
Well, you know, when you paint the walls all white and then you use all white cabinets, then I just feel like I could be in a sane asylum. So I'm going to need some color in my house.
Okay, color it up. All right, you've heard of hybrid cars? Well, now there are hybrid kitchen islands.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just a new word that they use.
But what's it mean?
Well, these provide multifunctional use. Now, a lot of people have them already.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can use islands for a lot of different things. Food preparation, cooking. Some of them have sinks. Some of them have seating around them. Some of them you can eat at. Some of them have a place for kids to do homework, maybe all of these, maybe just some of them, but bigger islands that you can do multiple things at.
Yes, that trend's been going for a while.
Yes. Now, the next one, I don't believe it.
What?
I can't believe it.
What?
I can't believe it. I'm not saying it. I just can't believe it. I'm going to have to just pull it out. Pull it out.
What,
Come
Howard?
On, Howard, you can do it. I'm going to do, all right, I'll just say that Paul Harvey's saying this because I can't do it.
Yes, one of your multiple personalities. Yes.
Wallpaper.
Wallpaper is a kitchen trend.
Say it isn't so.
They're saying
perhaps it should look like tile that's very durable. And if you don't want to do tile behind your stove, get some durable tile-looking wallpaper.
Well, it's a less expensive option. It's less mess than putting the tile in. I can see why people like it. It's also easier to change. And they have some stick-on things now that look like tiles or look like backsplashes. I think that the millennials love it because of the carbon footprint. You know, it's less materials actually involved. It's less expense. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to like it. I think those of us who've been around and had a house like back in the 90s and 80s, we like don't love wallpaper, but some of them are stunning. And if you watch HGTV and some of the house competitions and stuff, they'll throw up some wallpaper and I think, ooh, I like that. I like it.
Now, there's one thing that's out. That they tried to bring back in, and it didn't work.
Green appliances?
Green appliances and green cabinets.
No,
if you go to
say
the,
it's not
we were
true.
Going to the cabinet stores, and all of the green, they're not most of them are not manufacturing anymore because they can't sell them.
It's just paint. I mean, come on, you can paint over it. But seriously, I have a room that would look so fantastic with green cabinets and really is difficult to find.
Sorry.
And everybody said, oh, don't do that. It's not going to help you sell your house. And I'm thinking, I am a real estate agent. I know that.
Prints
it's
out.
My personal preference. I know I'm not worried about selling my house. I'm buying it to be the last house.
Nope. No can do.
Ugh.
No green.
I love green.
Hey, you know what? When you are cooking in the kitchen and you put on the oven and you put on the stove, what happens to most of us?
It gets hot.
It gets hot. It's time for hot, hot, hot. And we haven't talked about this one in a while, but if you want to build a home, we have got a lot for you. And, you know, most lots around in subdivisions, they're $100,000, and they have upcharges depending on where it is in the community. And the upcharge can be $20,000, can be $40,000, can be $60,000. We got a whole lot. Not a whole lot of lots. We got one whole lot that's about a quarter of an acre that's already cleaned, ready to go, $25,000. It's on Cherokee.
Quite affordable. On the west
ready
side.
To go.
Yes.
All right. So give us a call and we can tell you all about it.
Yes. But if that doesn't work for you, we also have a home that will be on the market today. Had to wait for photos.
Yes,
or
later
had it
today.
Yesterday. So today it's coming on the market. And it is located in Jack's Golf and Country Club. And we talked about this before that it's coming. Well, it's ready. It's so gorgeous. You've got to see it. It's amazing.
Oh, my.
Write this address down because we're going to have an open house there tomorrow. It is 13058 Fiddler's Creek. What a cute name, Fiddler's Creek. That's one of those fancy, fancy, fancy subdivisions downstate, like that's really super expensive. But anyway, Fiddler's Creek, 13058, Jack's Golf and Country Club. We will be there tomorrow between 1 and 3.
Let me tell you about this place.
Go
Four
ahead.
Bedrooms, three baths. It's almost 3,500 square feet, two patios, a Florida room, huge, huge bedrooms. It also has a secret room.
Ooh.
Now, if you come and look at it, you come and look at the house, we'll tell you about the secret room.
Ooh, I like secrets.
Yes. It has a new roof, new flooring, newer ACs, new appliances, new paint. I mean, and the house is staged. It's on the golf course. Let me tell you, this community is so popular.
Yes.
That when a house comes on the market there, it gets sold.
It
in
does.
Fact, it's a big community. You know
yes.
how many houses are on the market in there? Well, you know, of course, Angela. But we're going to tell you how many are on the market because they sell so quick. One.
One. Just one.
And today there'll be
two.
One more. Okay. And yeah. This house is just absolutely gorgeous.
Seriously, in the last 6 months, which is how we look at, you know, to determine value, they have had 46 sales. That's a lot of sales.
It's an executive community. All the homes are, this is not a cookie cutter community at all. No two homes. I mean, they're all different. This one is just
This one is so special.
Open.
If you like sunlight, this is your house. If you need space, this is your house. If you like to look at the golf course, this is your house. If you need lots of rooms and they're all big, this is your house.
This is a party house.
A crazy sized laundry room with more cabinets than you can say grace over. This is your house. An oversized two-car garage. This is your house. A pantry room that seriously is like walk-in.
It's a full-size room.
It's a full-size room. I don't know how big that room is, but
the Van
huge.
Wees are here. Stay with us, everyone. They got thumbs up. God bless everyone. We'll be back with you next week.